Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship on this beautiful day the Lord has given to us. It's great to see you in the house of the Lord on this day the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and do you hear voices? Every day we hear voices talking to us, telling us what to do, not what to do. Depending on the source of the voice and the context of that voice, we do well to listen to and act. While there are some voices, though, we do well not to listen to. But there's one voice for sure that we want to listen to and heed, and that is the voice of our God. The why and the how we want to explore in our worship today. So let's get right to it, turning our attention to our first hymn, hymn 338. It's found in the red hymnal. Stand as we continue on page 3 of the bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you, and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin, and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will. Amen. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, you are the good shepherd who laid down your life for the sheep. Lead us now to the still waters of your life-giving word, that we may abide in your Father's house forevermore. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our Savior Jesus Christ commanded baptism when he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." All of us are born into this world with a deep need for baptism. From our parents, we inherit a sinful nature. We are without true fear of God and of true faith in God, and are condemned to eternal death. But Jesus took away our sin by giving his life on the cross. At our baptism, he clothes us with the robe of righteousness and gives us a new life. Our sinful nature need not control us any longer. We recall what baptism means for us as we hear these words. And if you're open to page 12, you may speak them with me. Baptism means that the sinful nature in us should be drowned by daily sorrow and repentance, and that all its evil deeds and desires be put to death. It also means that a new person should daily arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. In obedience to the command of our Lord and trusting in his promise, you have brought these children to be baptized. Jesus told us, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." It is in baptism that God grants the new life of forgiveness, joy and peace to little children. By the power of God's word, this gracious water of life washes away sin, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe. Ella, receive the sign of the cross on the head and heart to mark you as redeemed child of Christ. Felix, receive the sign of the cross on the head and the heart to mark you as a redeemed child of Christ. Ella Dawn Davies, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Felix Michael Craviota, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There you go.
The Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has forgiven you all your sins. By your baptism, you are born again and made a dear child and children of your Father in heaven. May God strengthen you to live in your baptismal grace all the days of your life. Peace be with you, and peace be with you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord commands that we teach his precious truths to all who are baptized. Christian love, therefore, urges all of us, especially parents, sponsors, and witnesses, to assist in whatever manner possible, so that Ella and Phoenix may remain children of God until death. If you are willing to carry out this responsibility, then answer yes as God gives me strength.
Yes, as God gives me strength.
Let us pray. Merciful Father in heaven, we thank you for the blessing of baptism, by which you offer and grant the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Help us to regard our baptism as the robe of righteousness we are to wear all the days of our life. Look with special favor on Ella and Felix, and grant them a rich measure of your Spirit, that they may grow in faith and godly living. Make us willing to carry out our responsibilities to those who have been baptized, so that all of us may finally come to the blessed joys of heaven through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us continue with the singing of hymn 297.
On this fourth Sunday of Easter, which is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday, our first reading comes to us with the following question, and that is, can you easily distinguish spiritual truth from spiritual errors? We hear this reading from Acts chapter 20. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. This is the word of our Lord. Let us join together in singing our psalm for today, Psalm 23. us to watch out for one another so that no one will come to spiritual harm. This encouragement we're reminded of in these words from 1 Peter chapter 5. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. These two are the words of our Lord.
Good voices to listen to. Thank you, children, and especially that one about no running. Good advice. It's a time and a place. Please rise for the gospel reading. Jesus is that ultimate voice you and I do well to listen to, and the reason why is laid out for us here in our reading from John chapter 10. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. At this time, if there are children who want to come forward for a children's devotion, they're welcome to do so. You can sit this time. Sweet, we're going to play catch. How's everyone doing?
Good. Here we go.
You can sit.
Yeah, what are you doing?
There's a spot right over here, too.
There's a spot right there.
Nice. I got a question for you. If you could be any kind of animal, what kind of animal would you like to be?
A rattlesnake.
A rattlesnake. I want to know why.
Because a rattlesnake
can walk. Okay. Have you tasted rattlesnake? I heard it tastes like chicken. What do you want to be?
Fox.
A fox. Why? A shy foxy. Running fast. Okay. Damn. A dog. Why is that? Okay. You get treats. Yeah. A cat. Okay. Why? Cat. Okay. One more. A lion, why is that?
Because I can roar.
And you know what? You are a lion. Where do you go to school?
St. Mark's.
Yeah, you're a lion, right? There's another animal that we are compared to being like. Have you caught on what that animal is in our readings for today? What is it?
Sheep.
Sheep, like in the cover, right? The Bible says we are like sheep. What do you know about sheep? What do you know about sheep?
They're lazy.
They're lazy. That's a good start. What else do you know about sheep? They're not very smart. What do you know about sheep?
They give you wool.
They give you wool, right? So they have value, they have purpose.
Yeah.
They go baa, right? So you know they're going to go around. What else? Excellent point, right? So they need a shepherd. Because you know a fact about sheep, if they fall on their side or their back, they cannot get themselves up on their own. They need some help. And that's what the shepherd's doing. So you had a good point in this picture, right? We also see a shepherd in the background. Because sheep, if left to themselves, are going to get in trouble. They're going to get hurt. And so the shepherd's job is to make sure that the sheep
do not get hurt. You and I, it's fitting that we're called like sheep because left to ourselves, yeah, we're lazy, right? We like to stray. We'll get in trouble. We'll get hurt. And so it's important that we listen to an important voice, and that is the voice of our ultimate shepherd, the good shepherd, who is?
Jesus.
It's important that we listen to his voice. Because what did Jesus do for us? What did he do for us?
He died on the cross for us.
He died on the cross for us because he knew we are like sheep who on our back cannot get up. So he died for our sins. And not only did he die for us, he rose again. And because he lives, we too shall live. So Jesus cares for you and me, like a shepherd cares for sheep. We want to listen to his voice. How do we listen to the shepherd's voice? How do we listen to the shepherd's voice?
From God.
Yeah, from God, what we're doing right now. We're listening to the word. We're hearing his voice. And what does God's voice tell us to do? Read the Bible. What else does God's voice tell us to do? Listen to him, right? Do what it says then, right? What else? Yeah, honor your father and mother, right? Good advice. And who does Jesus want us to tell about? Hey, what's to tell others about his word? To let them know that they have a shepherd, someone who cares for them. So as God has given sheep value, right, and purpose and protection, so he has given you and me value and protection. And we do well to listen to his voice. So let's pray about that, right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing your love to us by helping us helpless sheep find peace and protection in Jesus, your Son, our Savior, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again so that we might live too. Help us always listen to your voice and do what it says, and help others listen to your voice as well. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing us sheep and bringing us into Jesus. In his name we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up here, you sheep. Stay on the straight and narrow. We'll continue with our next hymn, hymn 375. Please note how we'll sing the voices as noted in the bulletin.
grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, and this possible from God our Father, through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to turn our attention back to the gospel reading for today, so we hear once again these words from John chapter 10. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow sheep of the good shepherd Jesus Christ, how many of you have owned or do own currently animals? Now, you can raise your hand or you don't have to raise your hand. You can do it in your mind if you don't want to raise your hand publicly. All right, who's got animals? All right, who agrees that having animals, that is the easiest thing to do, is to care for animals? How many of you want to raise your hand on that one? Didn't think so. It takes a lot of work to care for animals. There's a reason why we have a fence in our yards when we have animals. Can you imagine leaving little Fifi outside at night, all night, without a fence? What would happen to Fifi during the night? You'd come out the next day looking for Fifi, would not be there. Sad to say, there's a reason why we do what we do to take care of animals. They are a blessing to be sure, but they take work. You know who else takes work, but is a blessing at the same time? You and I. We take a lot of work to take care of. And who is the one that is taking care of us? God Himself. There's a reason why this is a fitting picture before us, that we are considered to be like sheep. Because as you've heard already, some facts about sheep, not the sharpest knife in the drawer. They need protection or else. And we, left to ourselves, will tend to stray. Again, by nature, we are conceived and born in sin. And so left to ourselves, we would remain in that sin to eternal destruction. We need help. Just as a sheep cannot get back on its legs once it has fallen on its side or back on its own, so you and I cannot get right with God on our own. We need someone to set us right again. And the Bible makes it clear there is only one someone who can do that. And that is Jesus, who calls himself, and rightly so, the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. Not I might be, not I could be. I am the Good Shepherd. And the word good here emphasizes perfect. The only one we need. A little bit more about that shepherd that makes him perfect. And the only one we need, Jesus Christ. He is true God and true man in one person. Necessary for him to be both, for our salvation, for our rescue. Man to be under the same curse of the law and its consequences that we are under. And yet God to keep the law as you and I are not capable of doing. Man to die the death that we deserve to die for our sins. And yet God to reconcile us completely. As he said on the cross, it is finished. No more sacrifices for sin. Our sin are necessary. For all those sacrifices of the lambs, of the sheep in the past, all pointed ahead to that ultimate sacrifice being Jesus Christ. Sin paid for, free, fully, completely. What a beautiful thought. All because God and His Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd,
cares for you and me, and knows that we need the help that he has provided. And so Jesus, the good, perfect, complete shepherd, says, "Listen to my voice." What does his voice have to say to us? His voice, first of all, tells us the fact that we need rescue, that we need a Savior because of our sins, and then points out who that Savior is, Jesus Christ, and there is no other. And then that voice tells us how to live our lives in accordance with the shepherd. Because again, he wants what's best for us. He wants to protect us. When we go off on our own, we will end up getting hurt. But as long as we stay near that shepherd and his voice, we're going to be okay. So it's important for us to listen to his voice. And how do we do that? Well, what we're doing right now, together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, listening to the shepherd's voice so that we can be nurtured in this relationship that God has given to us in Jesus, so that we can be encouraged in listening to his voice as we go out from these walls and let our light shine, the light of Jesus shine through us, as we then can take that light of Jesus and tell others about him so that they too can be in his sheep pen, which is the best place to be now and for all eternity. Because there are wolves lurking. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Other voices that will try to tell us just to go ahead and do whatever it is you want to do. If it feels right, do it. Other voices that will say, you know, you have to earn your salvation. And so continually put guilt upon you, so that you never end up being at peace with God and with yourself and with others because of this guilt, this burden that is continually put upon you. And then there are wolves who will continue to try to tear at you and lead you down wrong paths with severe consequences, a consequence that may even lead to not just physical death, but spiritual and eternal death. And so there's a reason why the Good Shepherd tells us to listen to his voice. And his sheep do listen to his voice, because we know as his called, redeemed sheep that he does care about us and wants what's best for us now and for all eternity. God uses you and me to lead other sheep to his voice. Not just sheep who are outside of the sheep pen currently, but also those sheep who have sheep here from St. Mark's, who have strayed away and who need your voice to gently and respectfully bring them back to the shepherd's voice. So you are of value for many reasons. God has redeemed you, first of all. He has brought you into his sheep pen. And he wants you to shed the light that he has given to you, the voice that he gives to you through his word, to those who are straying and to those who are lost, that they might be brought back or brought into the family of God. And that together then, we will be able to listen to his voice. The voice which laid down his life for us sheep and took it back again. The proof that we need of God's love is clearly seen in that cross which is now empty, and that tomb which is empty as well. So never doubt the love that God has for you. And that love that God has for you, may that continually drive us to listen to the shepherd's voice. The voice that not only is there to nurture our faith, our relationship with God, that is not only there to lead us to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God, to his glory, to our benefit, and to the benefit of others, but also that voice that is there to lead others. And we need that voice. The immediate audience Jesus was talking to consisted of Pharisees, religious leaders of that day in Jesus' time, who unfortunately were an opposite voice, leading people astray, putting a heavy burden on people. And so as we know of people who are today being told about what they have to do, being given that heavy voice of the law and no gospel, take up that opportunity to share the voice of the shepherd with them, the good news of the gospel. That is why we are here today, and that is why we are here on this earth, to listen to the shepherd's voice and to share his voice with others. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock, the Holy Christian Church, and one shepherd, the head of that church, Jesus Christ, who has authority to do what he says. No one took his life from him. He gave it up of his own accord, and he took it back again. So as you tend to your own animals, and as you train them to listen to your voice for their own protection, as you're working with your animals, also then consider this account of our Lord and how we are like sheep. And if left to ourselves, we'll end up in a bad situation. But we have one, the chief shepherd, who calls out to us by name and protects us. Recall that picture daily and give thanks to Jesus by continuing to listen to his voice and taking that voice to others. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the chief shepherd. Amen. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 9.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
We pray. O risen and glorious Lord, the sinner's greatest treasure, fill us with your Spirit's grace to love you without measure. Our Savior, you have conquered death and live forevermore. Live now and ever in our hearts, and give us of your power to love and serve you always with offerings pure and holy, and with our thoughts and words and works to glorify you solely. Amen. We also continue with the prayer of the church. Lord God, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them. Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being. Continue to provide the physical care and healing needed for all who we love and cherish, especially at this time our sister Martha Schmidt, who is recovering from recent surgery. Above all, focus her attention and their attention on what you have done for them due to your amazing grace, as what you have done to meet our spiritual needs does not change, though our physical circumstances may change. Birthdays are another reminder of how special our life is, as you, Lord, are the one who has given us this life. Move us to view one another as gifts from you. As our fellow members celebrate a birthday this week, we thank you for them and ask that you refresh them in body and soul. Continue to bless the couples among us who are celebrating a wedding anniversary. Renew their love for one another as they reflect on your great love for them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray. O Lord God, our heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Good morning again. Great to see each and every one of you in the house of the Lord this morning. Especially want to thank our children again for using their voices to give praise to our awesome God. If you're looking for other ways to listen to God's voice, we have Bible studies available on Sunday mornings. We're looking at the epistles of John in one group, and another group we're looking at the subject matter of prayer. We have Bible studies taking place throughout the week. Some are for everybody, some are geared more for women, some more for dads, some for men in general. So again, see the bulletin, weekly news, and the website for Bible study days, topics, and so forth, or just call the office, and Carolyn will be happy to lead you in the right direction. Our soiree is coming up soon, opportunity for great fun and fellowship, and a way to support our ministry through the school. So if you haven't had a chance to sign up, there still is a way to sign up online. Or again, you can call Carolyn in the office, and she will take care of that. So see the weekly news for more details and the website as well. Tree of Life, looking for help with cleanup on Saturday. If you want more information and what you can do to help there, direct you to the weekly news. We have a beautiful campus of our own, and we want to give thanks to all the volunteers who take of their valuable time to help keep our campus looking beautiful. And if you want to be a part of that help, whether it be the inside or the outside, again, call the office and we'll gladly direct you in one way or another, as it takes all of us working together to be good stewards of what God has given to us.
Open gym is scheduled for next Sunday night, basketball that is, so you got a week's notice to get in shape. This is also another opportunity to maybe give Mr. Bauer some elbows underneath the hoop, so keep that in mind as we can rub it in some more. That's a good opportunity. If you have not had your picture taken for our directory, well, we'd love to have your picture for that directory. If you want it updated, we'll take care of that too. If you're in the Witness Protection Program, we understand, but... if you want your picture taken, and we hope you do, you'll meet Blake here up front, and he'll gladly take that picture for you. Appreciate that. more weekly news information can be found to help keep us up to date on what's going on here at the church, in the school, and even throughout our church body in the Wells. If you're not getting it by email, easy to do. Sign up for that. Otherwise, we do have hard copies there available in the lobby. Just a call update regarding our teachers, Mr. Tim Miller, who we extended a call to consider serving as principal here at St. Mark's. He is currently serving at Star of Bethlehem in New Berlin, Wisconsin. He has not given us an answer yet, but he is taking the time to talk to leaders from here, as well as he's taking time to talk to leaders where he's serving currently. So we ask that you would continue to keep Mr. Tim Miller and his family in your prayers, and that the Lord leads him where best to serve his kingdom going forward. And regarding the kindergarten call, just the way that it's going right now in the calling season, we have decided to go for a graduate from Martin Luther College. That graduation and call assignment is scheduled to take place May 13th. We are not guaranteed a graduate, but the odds look in our favor, so we want to pray about that God would so bless us as he wills with a graduate who will be qualified to teach. If we do not get that graduate, we have other plans in place to work on. So just reassure families, especially new families to our school, that things are being taken care of in place. We will have teachers by the grace of God in place who will be qualified and love their children as the Bowers have done so. And other areas of the school ministry are being taken care of as others are stepping up. So we're thankful. A lot to give thanks about and keep moving forward with. I would encourage you to greet one another before you leave God's house, whether it be inside here in the lobby or out in the parking lot. And one last thing before you leave today, just to stay connected to the great work we do through our school ministry, we're going to watch a video recapping last month's events.